Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for New Gold, a player in the gold mining space that some of you might not be as familiar with compared to the bigger names. If you're a long-term investor looking to diversify into precious metals, stick around as we break down what makes New Gold, ticker NGD, tick, where it's shining, and where it might be stumbling. We've got a packed analysis today with recent performance, key financials, and insights straight from their latest earnings call. Let's dive in and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Company overview. First off, let's get a quick lay of the land. New Gold is a mid-tier gold mining company based out of Canada, operating in the mining industry within the broader materials sector. They've got a focused portfolio with key assets that contribute to their production, and they're not just a one-trick pony, they're working on expanding their reach. With a decent market cap and a workforce that speaks to their operational scale, they're positioned as a serious contender, though not without challenges, in a sector that's often swayed by commodity prices and geopolitical winds. Their mission is clear: extract value from gold and copper while managing costs and risks. So how are they doing lately? Let's check the pulse. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, New Gold has been making headlines with some operational wins and strategic moves that caught our eye. There's buzz around their production numbers and ongoing projects that could shape their future output. Performance-wise, over the past year, they've shown some resilience compared to industry trends. Though shorter-term metrics like the past month or quarter suggest volatility, pretty standard for a mining stock tied to gold prices. Their sector and industry peers have had mixed results too, with some periods of underperformance across the board, but New Gold seems to be holding its own in certain timeframes. Now, let's unpack the deeper story through a full SWOT analysis to see what's driving this stock and what could move it going forward. Strengths: solid production and financial results. Straight from their Q3 2025 earnings call, New Gold reported a strong quarter with significant improvements in key financials. Revenue and operating income are trending positively, which tells us their core operations are delivering. For long-term investors, this consistency in production, especially from key assets, is a green flag. Operational efficiency. Their gross profit margin and return on invested capital are looking competitive within the industry. They're not just mining gold, they're doing it in a way that keeps costs in check, which is critical when commodity prices fluctuate. Geographic diversification. Revenue breakdowns by region show they're not overly reliant on a single market. This spread helps mitigate risks tied to local disruptions or regulatory changes, a smart move for stability over the long haul. Positive cash flow. Free cash flow numbers from recent statements are encouraging. Their operating cash flow supports ongoing capital expenditures without drowning in debt, giving them room to reinvest in growth projects. That's the kind of balance sheet strength we like to see. Speaking of balance sheets, their debt-to-equity ratio raises an eyebrow. It's not catastrophic, but it's higher than I'd like for a company in a capital-intensive industry. If gold prices dip or interest rates spike, this could squeeze their flexibility. Long-term investors need to keep an eye on how they manage this. Profitability margins under pressure. While gross margins are decent, net profit margins aren't as robust as some peers. This suggests they're facing cost pressures, maybe from labor, energy, or tailings management, as mentioned in their earnings call. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a reminder they've got work to do. Short-term volatility. Performance metrics over the past few weeks and months show some choppiness. For those of you playing the long game, this isn't a huge concern, but it does mean you might need a strong stomach if you're watching the ticker daily. Their dividend yield isn't exactly turning heads. If you're an income-focused investor, New Gold might not be your first pick right now. They're more about reinvestment than payouts. Opportunities, expansion and exploration projects. Management highlighted in the Q3 2025 earnings call that they're actively assessing exploration efforts and potential expansions, particularly at assets like Rainy River. If these pan out, we could see a nice bump in production and reserves, which would be a game changer for their valuation over the next few years. Gold price tailwinds. While I'm not diving into external forecasts, the mining sector often rides the wave of commodity cycles. If gold continues to be a safe haven for investors, New Gold stands to benefit without needing to reinvent the wheel. Their current forward PE ratio suggests the market isn't fully pricing in this potential yet, so there could be upside. Operational improvements. They're focusing on optimizing mine operations and tailings management, as per the earnings call. If they can lower costs or extend mine life through these initiatives, that's pure value creation for shareholders. Industry positioning. Compared to the sector's average PE, New Gold isn't overvalued, which might attract value hunters. Pair that with their strategic moves, and they've got a shot at outperforming peers if execution stays tight. Threats. Commodity price risk. Let's be real, gold mining lives and dies by metal prices. Any downturn could hit revenue hard, and New Gold isn't immune. Long term, you're betting on sustained demand for gold, which isn't always a sure thing. Operational risks. The earnings call mentioned ongoing assessments around tailings and mine management. If these turn into bigger issues, think environmental fines or production halts, it could dent investor confidence and cash flows. Sector-wide challenges. Industry performance data shows mixed results over various timeframes. If the broader materials sector struggles, New Gold could get dragged down, even if their fundamentals are sound. Peer underperformance isn't a great backdrop. High CapEx needs. Mining isn't cheap, and their cash flow statements show consistent capital expenditures. If they overextend on projects without quick returns, or if financing costs rise, that debt I mentioned earlier could become a heavier burden. Conclusion and long-term outlook. So where does this leave us with New Gold? Wrapping it all up, I see a company with a solid operational foundation and some exciting growth prospects, especially if their exploration and optimization plans pay off. Their financials show strength in cash flow and revenue, which is reassuring for those of us thinking years down the line. However, the debt levels and thinner net margins are a caution sign. Management needs to keep a tight grip on costs and liabilities. For long-term retail investors, New Gold offers a compelling mix of stability and upside potential in the gold space, but it's not without risks tied to commodity swings and operational hiccups. If you're building a diversified portfolio, this could be a worthy addition, provided you're comfortable with some volatility along the way. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on New Gold in the comments. Do you see it as a hidden gem or a risky bet? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next video.